They have other commitments. They can't be here today. I also received, Chair, an apology from the executive director of the NEDLAC, Seftel, and they said Ms. Nomuntu Sibisi is the one who is leading the presentation on NEDLAC. That's all I have, Chair, from my side. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Sagaza. Are there any guests that would need to introduce themselves? I don't see any. No, that's fine. Let's proceed. Honorable members and the members of the department, led by Director General, good morning, DG, Mr. Lamati, and your team. Can we invite you to introduce your team? Morning, DG. Mr. Sagaza, is the DG on the platform or he's got difficulties to open, to unmute?
Yes, Honorable Chair, I see his name is here, but I don't know what's the problem with his gadget. And unfortunately, our IT cannot assist the department except members of parliament and staff. But he's here, Chair.
Yes, because that's him who must lead the proceedings from the side of the department.
Good morning. Good morning, Chair.
Morning, DG. I've been trying
Sorry, to... I was struggling to unmute.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks,
Chair.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, DG. DG, we were saying you can proceed and introduce your team, and then you can also then indicate who is going to start.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much, Chairperson, and the honorable members. I think Mr. Sagaza has dealt with the apology from the executive director of NEDLAC, Ms. Seftel. We have Mr. Tim Ngosi Mkhalipi, who's the acting DDG responsible for labor market policy and industrial relations. We have the national director of the CCMA, Mr. Cameroon Murajana. We have Professor Mthunzi Mdwaba, who's the chairperson of the board. And we have two board members that are part of this meeting, Chair, Mr. Masale Sele Matsela and Mr. Weli Lenolingo. And we have the Chief Executive Officer of the of Productivity SA, Mr. Mutunya Motiba. He's accompanied by Dr. Sibusi Sosabela, who's the CFO, Miss Amelia Naidu, Mr. Justice Chifularo, Dr. Nandi Dabula. As already introduced, the person will be leading the NEDLAC today is Nomuntu Sibisi. We have colleagues from the ministry, led by the Chief of Staff, Mr. Kangala Mutumela, and we have Karabo Makhakhane, and we have Matabache from my office, Chair. That's the delegation, Chairperson. We'll start with the Productivity South Africa, Chairperson. And the Professor Mthunzi Mdwaba will lead the discussion. Thanks.
Thanks, DG. Can we then allow Professor Mdwaba to proceed with the presentation? Honorable members, as we know, today we in fact dealing with the annual performance plans from the department in the entities, because we have dealt with the department. We've got three today. They are very outstanding, and that we would be getting those three in due course. Prof, I'm taking the space whilst I'm waiting for you to put your presentation.
Okay, Chair, thank you very much. I think whilst we wait for the presentation, Chair, for which I thank you, how much time do we have as Productivity SA just to be able to make sure that we divide our time productively and optimally for you, Chair?
We have not allocated specific time. We've allocated a collective time because we would want to ensure at least not later than 1 o'clock we conclude business. So if you can take, say, up to 10, or 9:45, 30 minutes.
Thank you, Chair. I think 9:45, Chair, will be a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. I think let's do 9:45, Chair, so that we give you a lot of time and act responsibly and with exemplary as Productivity SA. Chair, I thank you. I see that the slides are not. I'm waiting for the CFO to put up the slides. I don't know. Somehow the CFO has not done that yet. But whilst we are waiting, Chair, let me use the time.
Sorry, Chair, can I interrupt, Zolani? If I can know the name of the CFO so that I can make him co-host to be able to share. I don't have.
Well, he was introduced just now by the DG. His name is Dr. Sibusiso Sabela.
Sabela,
or I probably that's why you made me co-host. I was trying to figure why I'm now the co-host.
Because I thought you were going to present.
Thank you.
I'm looking for Dr. Sabela.
Dr. Sabela, whilst we are looking for him, let me do the introductions of greeting all the honorable members and thanking you for the opportunity to be with you today. The DG has kindly introduced the entire team, including the board members that I come with. For us, it is always a great honor to be back with you. We also greet, of course, all the departmental colleagues that have been introduced just now by the DG as well. Chair, through you, I will take a very short introduction, which will then afterwards go to the CEO and then the CFO to complete what you've given us as 30 minutes, finishing at 9:45, maybe even before that. I see that I'm still a co-host. I'm admitting people, and I hope I'm admitting the right people in because... People keep wanting to be admitted.
I don't see Dr. Sabela, Honorable Chair. Sabela is not here, unless he's using another name.
Sibusiso. His first name is Sibusiso.
I see Sibusiso. Thank you.
Only Sibusiso, yes.
Okay.
Okay. So continuing, Chair, as I said, I know what I have to speak about, but I'm more worried about you seeing it as I speak. So I'm going to hold just until... Sibusiso, Dr. Sabela actually puts up the slideshow for us, but I can direct that Dr. Sibusiso takes us straight to slide 6 for me. The CEO will deal with the other slides. We've introduced who the Productivity SA is before. You know what it is we do, having had also a session and a workshop where we only talked about what it is we are enjoined to do in terms of the Employment Services Act. If Sibusiso, you could take me to slide 6, please, so that I can do my introduction. I see right now the head slide at the beginning of the presentation. Can you hear me, Sibusiso? Sibusiso, are you...
I can hear you loud and clear, Chairperson. We are on slide 6, alignment to other policy mandates.
Not on my side. It shows me slide 1. So that's quite interesting. Okay. So can you click on 6 again? Because I've got the slide that says strategic plan 2020 to 2021. Now I'm on 6. No, I'm on 4, actually, I think. So I think technology is playing games this morning. So that's not 6. you are going through.
What slide number you are now?
This now, I'm now on the Enterprise Development and Support Programs, which would be
11.
It's slide 11. What is happening there? Slide
56.
Yeah, it's 7. That's 6.
One back instead of 1, 7. Then if we can go to 6, yes. 6, that's there five. We got 6 and then it went past. There's 6. If you can just open up 6. Yeah. Thank you so much. No, now you've gone again. You've left 6. Something is wrong with your computer today, Dr. Sabela. There, that one. That's 6. Stay there. No. Oh, my God.
Move my hands. My hands are off the computer.
Really? So you have robotics attacking Productivity SA. So I think... If we can, I'm going to start with that. That's 6 now on the left. There's 2. You've got 2 slides on the screen.
Yes.
You've got 6 on the left, and you've got, I think on the right, you've got slide 4, slide 5. No, something's not going. The left of the screen, you have 6.
Fantastic.
Now we're on 6 on the left. Why do we have another slide on the right?
Chairperson, the slide on the right shows you the next slide. It is on the computer of...
But my worry is, colleagues, when you have 2 screens like that, it's going to be too small for some people to even read what I'm saying. So I want 1 slide. I don't want to know what the next slide is going to be. The next slide will come when I ask for it. In fact, my next slide will be 15... Not the next slide. So it's not important for my presentation.
Yeah, go to slideshow. Click on slideshow at the bottom.
There we go. So let's do 6.
Click slideshow. Yeah, there. Just click there. There. It's not on slideshow yet. And then click slide number 6.
Yeah, this is 7 that we're looking at now.
Go on the left-hand side of the slide and click on number 6. It will show the middle, then go to slide on the screen.
Prof, can you talk in the meantime on slide 6 as you know and understand it?
We'll okay. Follow.
Yes.
Okay, I apologize for that, Chair. Slide 6, Chair, will show that we talk about an alignment to other policy mandates and government programs. And you'll see on the top quadrant of that slide, when you show it on the screen, that it refers to Chapter 3, Chapter 9. It is a way of just stressing the deliver of course we know Chapter 3 is the economy and employment. Chapter 13 is built. The next part of that talks about the contribution. Efficiencies of local producers, 1.2 support local manufacturing as well as firms and households in distress, and 1.3 strengthen SMMEs and cooperatives on the back of localization and support for badly affected labor intensive industries. Then priority 2 talks to the macroeconomic intervention and wastage, including enhanced productivity and measurement and evaluation of productivity and overall competitiveness of the economy. 2.2 talks to an integrated enterprise development and support ecosystem, integration of government support for formal and informal SMMEs. And this is very important, I think, for us never to lose sight of, because the informal SMMEs for us have become a huge, huge focus
as we look at the two sectors of the economy that we have. You'll remember in the past, we've mentioned that because we've got an economy that is split into two, one very formal one that seemingly looks very industrialized, but one very informal one that has the majority of our people there, which is where we need a lot more interventions. Startups, of course, and cooperatives. And 2.3, support measures, including schemes, the TERS to transition enterprises and employees, as well as the informal into the formal economy. And that as well is a very vested point, the formal and informal economy. When I wear my ILO hat, some of you will know, I presented at the ILO last week, and I'm leaving tonight again to go to Geneva for the elections on Friday for the next ILO DG of the ILO. One of the things I mentioned was that we need to find a way of moving beyond just talking about transitioning people from informality to formality, which is what the ILO has said traditionally in terms of its ILC decisions of about 5 to 6 years ago, because it's well and good to want to transition, but it's failing in implementation because we need far more innovative and far more creative ways of working with those people in the informal sector, having social dialogue with them, discussing it with them in a very non-patronizing way, so that we are able to achieve the objectives that we talk about when we want to transition people, of ensuring that the social protection, social security, that they are also able to participate actively in ensuring that our infrastructure is very well maintained. And the last part there you'll see talks about reimagining the industrial strategy and district development model. And the line at the bottom is contribution to the SDGs, reminding all the honorable members that amongst the 17 SDGs, which always have to work together, as we know, we work with SDG 8. The Department of Employment and Labor is charged with 8, which is decent work and economic activity, and partnering with all the others. My next slide would be slide 15, which talks to the macro environment, broad socioeconomic challenges. We're all aware, Chair, through you, that the COVID-19 pandemic has had the effect of worsening the triple challenges of unemployment, of poverty, remembering that will be SDG 1 for people who are charged with SDG 1, but you can't do SDG 8 for decent work and economic activity and forget poverty. And the inequality facing South Africa, again, if you saw the stats of the last week to the last 2 weeks, South Africa is now not only in the top in terms of inequality in the world, we are number one. We're boasting a very unhealthy situation for us, high levels of unemployment, high levels of inequality that we cannot possibly have sustainable. The pandemic has resulted in widespread job losses and collapse in production. And according to StatsSA, we are now sitting at 34.9 unemployment, reaching the highest jobless rate on record since 2008, as the number of unemployed people increased to an all-time high of 7.6 million, which is just completely, completely unacceptable. The unemployment rate, according to the expanded definition of unemployment, increased by 2.2 percentage points to 46.6 in quarter three compared to quarter two in 2021. There was a slow increase in economic activity during quarter three, 2021, with the majority of the businesses reporting that they are still trying to recover, and some recognize that they would not fully recover from the impact of the pandemic. The next point is that according to the QLFSS, quarter three in 2021, employment losses, there's a typo there when you see the slide, it's not loses, it's losses. Employment losses were observed across all industries except for finance. And the last point talks to a total number of liquidations increased by 46.2% in the second quarter of 2021. Rather, that's the second last point, apologies. The last one talks to the fact that the recently released productivity stats show that South Africa recorded a significant decline in labor productivity a marked effect of productivity, while capital productivity accelerated sharply in the same period. I mean, I take the opportunity to also remind all the honorable members that we are at a time when we're encouraging all of South Africa to complete a survey for the Global Competitiveness Index. And we're doing this till the end of March and encourage as many people to participate in that. The last slide I'll talk about, Chair, before I hand over to the CEO, also as part of the macro and environment, is what I mentioned earlier about the dual economy that we have, having this one economy that's highly industrialized and one economy that's very far from it. So we still continue to have this dual economy, and it's characterized by the highest levels of formality and inequalities in the world, and which has now been worse over the crisis. So, incredible stuff in the other, I mean, just is at least being it in terms of humble and me having situation that we're talking about, or 5 million for SMEs in the country operating mainly in a bit of the relatively stagnant. The strife they face, the challenges they face, and